For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's your guest lineup this Wednesday. Jay Paterno, member of the Penn State Board of Trustees, son of Penn State legend Joe Paterno. He's got a new book out, Blitzed, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. He's on the show at 8:25. And we'll talk Nationals with Mike Rizzo coming up at 9 as he joins us every week during the baseball season. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the Nats in the Junk's sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Was it James Wood bobblehead night last night?
It was, yes.
Yeah. He went off.
I think it's tonight, too.
Were you aware that the James Wood bobblehead is, I think it's at least an inch to an inch and a half taller than the standard bobblehead? Because he's so tall and lanky.
Is that true?
It is true. I saw it in person, yes.
There's a standard bobblehead size, and then they can add an inch to it or two?
I guess in the mold, they poured an extra inch to James Wood.
But Kyle Kuzma, he's got the same size bobblehead as cakes.
Yeah, I think, let me see. Can you hand me?
They kind of botched that.
Hand me mine from over there, please, Jason, right behind you there. Let's see. Let's see if we're the same size. Very fragile there. Let's see. Let's do this comp here. Yeah, somehow I'm the same size
cakes as Kyle Kuzma,
as Kyle Kuzma. And just as ripped and as athletic, as you can tell from the side by side.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so James Wood bobblehead night went swimmingly for him for the rest of the Nats bats.
Three hits.
And Mr. Parker on the bump.
Mitchell Parker. Man,
what a great outing for him.
He's been really good. He gets his third win. 8 innings. I mean, you never see pitchers go 8.
Yeah, that's huge.
But
huge
he only threw 99 pitches.
You know what?
Pitches.
You want to avoid the Nats bullpen whenever you can. This is a positive Nats.
I agree.
Segment. You want to avoid that bullpen if you can. So that was great.
You know who else has been pretty good? He's got a 7-game hitting streak.
I think you should give him props.
Dylan Cruz, yes, sir.
You were giving up on him.
I mean, I don't think I totally gave up on him, but I think my eyebrows were raised. That was the phrase.
He's starting
I used
to hit it. Yeah, he's starting to get more comfortable.
A 7-game hitting streak, that shows you he's breaking out a little bit.
He's got his average up to nearly
almost 200. He's up to 189.
Hey, he was in the 100s.
He was down to 106 at one point, maybe 103. And obviously, it's early, but nice to see him hopefully building some confidence, and he could be off and running, and we never have to have this sort of weird conversation ever again.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, it was obviously just a one-sided game, 7-0 final. The story or the side story is how bad the starting pitching for the Orioles has been. Dean Kramer gets the loss.
Was it expected to be a weakness for them?
Well, they got so many injuries. Once you start putting in these other, when they picked up Charlie Morton in the offseason, I don't think there's no way they expected him to be this bad. His ERA is almost 11. So Kramer's ERA is almost 7. Morton's is almost 11. Maury Povich's son's like 6'3", 6'4". You know, but they've got so many injuries in the starting rotation. They got at least four guys hurt. So, you know, you start putting in these other guys that you're not expecting to start, and who knows? But I don't think they expected Morton to be this bad, certainly, and Kramer. So, bad night for the Orioles, 7-0. They only had one hit off of Mitchell Parker, who gets his third win. His ERA is down to 1.39.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty impressive.
1.39.
So, what is the record now on the whole?
10-13.
I'll tell you what, dude.
I feel so good about our bet. You should. 70 and a half.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty damn good.
Savannah called it. She said go way over.
I mean,
she called it.
If it hits,
yeah.
I think it's going to be three straight years of her just picking the right total.
Yeah.
The right season win total.
But she seems like she's all over it.
Yeah.
She's all over it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So think about the Orioles starting rotation injuries. Grayson Rodriguez is out.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows when he's coming back, right? You got Eflin out. You've got Bradish out. Who else am I missing? Tyler Wells?
Well, Wells isn't really a starter. He's kind of a long reliever guy. Yeah. Trevor Rogers.
Rogers out.
Suarez, who was kind of a diamond in the rough last year.
I mean, they got so many guys that are hurt. I mean, it's crazy.
Are you still on your watching every Orioles game?
Oh yeah,
bit. Was last night especially painful, or you're just kind of used to it?
They're a bad team. They can't hit left-handed pitching. If you see a lefty starting for some other team, take whoever.
Okay,
take the opposite team. Hit lefties.
Okay.
Are you capitalizing on that? Are you starting to bet against them?
I haven't yet, but I'm just sitting there watching them. And anytime a lefty starts, it's abysmal.
Dude, why aren't you all over that? Need to lock in.
Well, Trevor Williams will start tonight, and he's not a lefty, and he's been getting hit, so maybe they can hit the ball tonight.
They're inconsistent when they do hit. Starting pitching's bad. The bullpen's the best part about the team, the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And now the fans are getting restless with Hyde and Elias now.
Yeah.
Because you win 101 games, but after I think like in the last last 100, they're only 150, so they got a lot of problems.
Well, yeah, and then you're gonna have problems when you have that many guys, that many arms hurt.
And then you combine that with the injuries of the starting staff, it's pretty bad. But the starting staff didn't get one hit last night.
I know. You're right. Offense is bad. So tonight it's Tomo Sugano, who's probably been their best starter.
He's been their best starter. That's the older guy from Japan that they signed.
Yeah, against Trevor Williams. So we'll see what happens tonight. But 7-0 win, 10th win for the Nats. They've won 3 out of 4. Orioles fall to 9-13. And like I said, tonight you're going to have Williams against Sugano. I believe that's also a 6:40 start.
I see your boy Cedric Mullins is like leading the team in every offensive category.
Yeah. And people are bitter because it's a contract year.
Yeah.
And then I think he wants to stay, but they have Vance Honeycutt and Bradfield Jr. in the system that they're going to try and replace him with.
Dude, I'm looking at it. He's 5'8", hit 30 bombs in 2021.
He's a good player.
Yeah, it's good. He's got pop, make a run.
Nutty. He's all-star potential player.
Nutty.
And he's a plus fielder. I don't think he has a great arm, but he can definitely track balls.
In 2021, he was a 30-30 guy.
I'm going to stick up for the short Kings.
It's crazy.
That's my guy, 5'8". That's my guy.
Can you imagine going up there and hitting 30 bombs and stealing 30 bases?
I couldn't imagine making contact with the ball, let alone hitting 30 bombs.
He's one of the brighter spots in the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rutschman is hitting 200. Now, Gunner was hurt, so you know, but he's still, since he's been back, he's only hitting 213. Tyler O'Neill got off to a hot start, but he's down to 230.
They brought him in specifically to pound lefties, and yeah. I think he's like 2 for 21.
Yeah, he can't do it. Westberg is hitting 187. Jackson Holliday was hitting, you know, he was pretty hot out of the gate, but he's down to 213. So they don't have anybody in the 270 to 290 range.
They fired their hitting
besides Mullins.
They fired their hitting coach after the in the off season, The new one is not that silly.
Yeah, apparently. Well, not paying dividends.
Because, I mean, you're in the playoffs, then everyone says you're very dependent on the home run.
Right.
Which isn't you can't manufacture runs, which I kind of get. And their bats went cold in the playoffs. And they warmed up in spring training. Now they're cold again.
Yeah, well, they better put something together pretty quick. All right, big one tonight. Caps, Game 2. Game 2 against the Montreal Canadiens.
Yep, our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now.
And after they came out of the gate in the first two periods and really just kind of dominated the Canadiens, I feel pretty good about tonight. I think offensively they'll be a little bit better. And, you know, I know Carbs is going to say, look, we can't take our foot off the gas.
Correct.
Because that's what they did in the third period.
And I heard Joe B. on with Kevin Sheehan yesterday as I was driving home, and I thought he made a very good point that Montreal is going to come out of the gates hot tonight, I would think, because they were thoroughly dominated at the beginning of the game in Game 1 and basically into the second period. So I'm going to guess Marty St. Louis is going to have their attention by saying, can't have a slow start. We need to grab a game here in D.C. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to see a different Montreal team in the first period than you saw in Game 1.
Did you see that they found two of Alexia's teeth on the ice?
I did see that, yeah. He needed major dental work.
I mean, I saw when they got jacked up and he immediately skated off, but I didn't see any blood, so I couldn't occur to me that happened. I mean, full-blown, I mean, just the tooth, the root, the whole nut. Yeah. I mean, you're kind of shocked sometimes. I know, because I've been at a dentist a million times. I've had a million problems. Your teeth are so long.
Sure.
And just to knock the whole thing out like that, unreal.
If you gave me a hockey stick and you just turn your face towards me and I jam the hockey stick into your chiclets, it's probably going to knock them out.
I guess. It's hard for me to imagine, to be honest with you. I guess you have to really be hit hard.
I'm sure.
But he'll play tonight. I mean,
I know
he kind of has to. He's pressed into action with the news yesterday that Fairbairn's out for the rest of the playoffs, which is a pretty devastating blow for the Caps defensive core.
And we did hear that Protas would be back at some point during the series, but
it sounds like. Yeah, but I would guess late in the series.
I mean, if it's a quick series, then obviously.
The buzz. Yeah. Oh, so hopefully he can come back. But Bovey filled in nicely for him with the goal and the assist in Game 1. But, of course, you would like to have Protas back. He's been one of the best offensive players on the team.
But you got to feel good about the way LT played, too.
Absolutely.
He played great.
Yeah, because there were some questions.
Stopped 33 of 35 shots.
Really
well, you just worry about the rust factor.
Yeah, he didn't look rusty at all.
Nope.
Yeah.
He looked pretty impressive.
So, of course, must-watch television
but
tonight
I'm not,
7.
You know, every game, you know this, every game's unique, every game's different. And I don't necessarily expect them to just dominate from the opening puck drop like they did last time. I expect it's going to be more of a battle. And let's
see
what
happens.
Okay, but
let's not go to OT.
Yeah, I don't want to go to OT.
No OT, please.
Let's no OT games.
Let's have a normal regulation playoff hockey game.
3-1 win, 4-1 win, 4-2.
Oh, that sounds a 4-1 win just sounds so comfortable and not on the edge of your seat.
Or like what the Panthers did to Tampa last night. Can we get one of those?
Yeah, I would love for that to happen.
Be up 5-2 after two.
By the way, in that game, Tkachuk had two goals. Mm-hmm. And I had almost forgotten this guy was in the league. But I got to give a hat tip to former Capital Nate Schmidt. He had two goals as well.
I don't remember. Well,
Nate
maybe
Schmidt,
I do
defenseman.
Remember.
I do remember. Look, he's not a household name. But he played for the Caps. He wasn't here for the Cup. He wasn't here for the Cup, but he's been in the league since like 2013. Guy's carved out a nice career.
He's 33.
Yeah.
He's been in the league since 13, 14.
Yeah. I mean, that guy.
And he was with the Caps for, what, 5 years?
I think
four years.
Like, I think he left right before the Caps won the Cup.
Yeah.
Cakes, did you see that Nick Backstrom put his home in Northern Virginia on the market?
I did see that.
What's the number?
It gave me a little bit of a creeper.
It's a 7-bedroom, 12-bathroom home. It's listed for $14.9 million.
Jeez. Where is that, in Vienna?
Probably.
McLean.
Yeah. McLean. I'd go McLean.
Yeah. got to be somewhere over there.
So he's just going to bag whatever profit or maybe he gets on that. Falls, and then he's just going to go back. He'll go back to Sweden at some point and just,
McLean.
Just live like a king. He'll live like a king wherever he wants
so
to
live. So if you're in the market for a 12-bath home, 7 bedrooms, 12 baths, and you got 15 mil.
I mean, that just sounds like a palace.
He purchased the home for 8.5.
Oh, he's going to kill it.
So if he could get anywhere near that, yeah, it's going to be a home run for him. Scherzer listed his home for 15 milli. Did he sell that?
I don't know.
Looking at old stories here.
Old high-dollar listings.
Yeah. I would assume. I would assume he sold it. By the way, last night, Carolina takes a 2-0 lead over the Devils. They won 3-1. Toronto is up 2-0 on Ottawa. They won 3-2 in OT. Mentioned the Florida Panthers beat Tampa. So they're up 1-0, won that game on the road. And the Wild split in Vegas. They got a 5-2 win, so that series is tied at 1. And tonight, you've got 3 more games. Obviously, the Caps. You got Dallas in Colorado. Series is tied at 1. And then Edmonton in L.A.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And L.A. leads that series 1-0. Quickly, NBA scores from last night. Pacers beat the Bucks, so they're up 2-0, 123-115. Thunder pounded the Grizz again, won by 20, and they are up 2-0. And the Lakers got a big win, needed that one at home against Minnesota, beat them 94-85. Luka had 31, 12, and 9 dimes, so that series is tied.
JP probably distraught that Luka fell one assist short of the trip dub.
You think he's upset about it?
JP? I mean, he is a big Luka stan. That's his guy.
Did you read the article, the profile on Nico Harrison, the GM?
I did not.
I read a big chunk of it, but it was so long and exhausting. I never sort of got to the end of it. But, you know, it's the one where he's quoted heavily of saying he knew that the fans, you know, were invested in Luka, but he didn't know to the extent, you know, that they loved him. I mean, it seems like he's really taken aback by the backlash.
Well, it sounds like he's a little bit of a donk if he didn't realize how much the fan base was into Luka.
Yeah, he's like, I knew.
He sounds a little detached.
Essentially, I knew they loved him. I just didn't know that to the extent. And he's just kind of shocked by the whole thing. But he apparently, he was just blowing out all kinds of people that he felt threatened by.
Oh, really?
Okay. Trainers. Mm. Nowitzki distanced himself from the club, you know, around this guy's reign.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. He's been with them for a long time. I'm not sure how long he's been in charge, but, man, he's under fire big time.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we will get into some of Mel Kiper's favorite prospects as we're just a day away from the start of the NFL draft. It starts Thursday night. So we'll get into that when we come back here on The Fan.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.